Facebook poetry works like this. We see beauty in all things. And sometimes when we're looking at like the 194 and Morning Playhouse social media, and we see some of these conversations we get into, we're like, man, that's just beautiful. The only thing that's not making it a poem is, well, one, it doesn't rhyme, and two, there's no soft, sentimental coffee shop music. We can fix that part at least. So this is Facebook Poetry, the Near Death Experiences edition.
Freaky.
We asked people on social media if they've ever had any social media experiences, near death experiences. And here's some of our favorites as Facebook Poetry. I was surfing by myself in Australia when I was doing some learning abroad. I got caught by a ginormous wave that was way out of my league, but I was cocky, what can I say? I was buried under and inhaled a ton of salt water. I was disoriented and didn't know which way was up. I thought it was all over and that was the end for me. When a hand reached out and pulled me to the surface, I found my board and looked around, and there was nobody there.
No way.
How crazy is that?
I already was getting goosebumps because drowning scares me so bad.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they like felt like they were pulled up by a hand and they didn't see anybody there? That's nuts. Facebook Poetry, the Near-Death Experiences edition. I had a massive heart attack back in 1996. I technically died and was shocked back to life. Nobody ever believes me when I tell them this, but I remember watching doctors working on me from out of my body. I can describe what the room looked like from above and even recite verbatim some of the conversations they were having and tell you the name of every person that was in the room. I don't think anyone believed me until I brought all of those nurses and doctors into the room and recited their conversation back to them. Some people think that I was still technically hearing it and don't believe that I was looking from above, but I was. I'm a pretty good artist, and I have drawn pictures of what the room looked like from the corner of the room, the upper corner. How crazy is that?
Yeah, these are giving me goosebumps. They're so freaky. It reminds me of that. I forget what I was watching on Netflix. It was some show about people who had near-death experiences, and they were saying there were some like that, people who were having surgery or someone who was kayaking, and they remember just like watching down and seeing everything take place.
And finally, Facebook Poetry, the Near-Death Experiences edition. Let me tell you guys why I will never take my doll again, no matter how bad my cramps are. I went scuba diving, and I took some my doll for cramps, and I don't know what it is about it, but my body does not handle that particular medication well. You hear about people dealing with like sleep medications and reacting crazy? I had a Ambien level Midol experience. I started getting tunnel vision at 70 feet. I abandoned the dive and I rose to the surface. And now I have to listen to my gut instincts and not wait for things to get so dire because I could have died down there. I was disoriented. I was confused. Every time I take Midol, I basically feel like I've gotten high. I will never take Midol ever again.
I was going to say, stop taking it. If she said every time she takes it, stop.
I think the first time you have a bad experience, you'd be like, I might not take this again.
Seriously, I would never take something again.
Isn't it basically Advil?
Advil with caffeine.
So why?
It's like an Excedrin almost.
So why would you have that reaction to that? That's crazy.
I don't know. There has to be something else in there that it just doesn't work with her body. And so then I also wonder if there's other medicines that you probably should stay away from. And I don't want it to be one of those situations where you accidentally take it and then you're like, oh, this isn't right.
Yeah, that sounds like one where you tell that story to a medical professional. And you're like, okay, so this is how I react to this. Is there anything else? Give me the list of things I should never have.
I am surprised because, you know, every time you go to the doctor, they always ask, do you have any allergies? I would consider maybe that an allergy or at least bring it up when they ask that.
I mean, if you're taking if it makes you feel like you're high when for most people it should just help their cramps, that's probably worth mentioning.
I took Zyrtec and I broke out in hives.
Really?
Yeah, from my head to my toes, on my scalp, everywhere.
That's insane. So isn't that for allergies? And it gave you an allergy?
Yes.
That's funny.
And then every time, like, if I go to the doctor for, like, a seasonal, like, if I have, like, a stuffy nose or something, they're like, oh, try Zyrtec, over-the-counter Zyrtec. No, it's in my medical chart. I'm allergic.
Sorry, you didn't post this on Facebook, so it's not really part of the thing.
Oh, sorry.
You should really go find our post. Near Death Experiences Edition. This is Facebook Poetry. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we got to snap.
It's the Morning Playhouse.